Where is my life taking me? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California. Where is my life taking me? Is my life taking me on a journey of wholeness, on a journey of happiness, on a journey of fulfillment? Or is my life taking me on a journey of inadequacy, of waiting and wishing that things would happen, of wishing that I had good health, of wishing that I had happiness, of wishing that all things were working together for a joyous and a wonderful life for me? Well, what is it that I'm living for? It's kind of interesting to realize that when we live a life that is a reflection of what we believe about ourselves. Now, what do you believe about yourself? What do I believe about myself? What is the crowning aspect of all of who and what I am? This is something that's quite important for each of us to consider every moment of our life. When I can begin to say, I like me, and all is in divine order, and I am peace, when I can begin harvesting, realizing what those things mean, then I begin to have a very content, fulfilled life. Oh, I change some of my attitudes of the things that I'm chasing after. I change some of my attitudes of I want to write beautifully, I want to speak beautifully, I want to live beautifully, I want to do all the things that are happy in my life. And then I make a change. I say, hey, while those things are great, those things are kind of exciting, what I really want to do is just to like myself and be at peace. Ooh, what a intensive idea. Like myself and be at peace? Ha! Who do you know in the entire world who likes himself and is at peace? Well, for one, me. I like myself, and I am at peace. I like myself, and I feel content. I like myself, and I say, all is in divine order. When did I start doing that? I started doing that when I just plain liked myself, and just plain was happy with my presence. Do I enjoy my own company when I'm alone? Or do I have to turn on the television? Do I have to turn on the radio? Do I have to have music playing? Do I have to have other people around me to make me feel that I'm living an exciting, meaningful life? I had a friend that I often drove places with, and as we drove together, we often sat quietly together, not speaking a word. And she said to me so often, she said, you know, Herb, I notice that oftentimes we just sit quietly here, not saying anything to each other, but just being in each other's presence and feeling at peace, feeling a sense of one-ment, a sense of all is right with the world. And how true that is, she said, and how true that is, I felt and knew. When you are at peace with yourself, when you are at peace, you don't need to have activity. You don't need to have people. You don't need to have sound and the world. You just feel right with yourself. When you are at peace, you are living in a sense of well-being that is indescribable. This, of course, is what we all desire and aim for. But how often do we turn off the television, turn off the radio, put aside all the reading material? How often are we happy with ourselves? How often are we happy just being with our individual self? Well, until we come to the day that we're happy being with our individual self, we will always be living a life of searching in the outer. And if we search in the outer, we're going to find nothing in the outer. For it's only when we come home and search our inner heart, our inner being, that we find the peace that passes all understanding. We find the sense of achievement, the sense of fulfillment, the sense of allness that makes all the difference in the world, in our life. Well, this is a sense that I would see you enjoying now, for that's the sense that I am enjoying now. Join me in knowing all is right with my world, and I enjoy being me, with me, alone, or with people, but it doesn't matter, but alone, in my own inner heart. It's a wonderful way to be. You have a wonderful day, and know that my blessings surround you every moment of your life, as they do every moment of my life, because I love you. I love you. I love you.